I had a Hill reporter ask me, text me yesterday, isn't this just more of what Donald Trump and Republicans complained about with weaponizing the Justice Department? I said, no, it's called self-defense. That's what it's called. And James Comey, nothing that's happening to James Comey is anything that he didn't earn and deserve. I mean, think of it, Scott, an FBI director that ignored intelligence, his own intelligence, warning him that this was politically motivated. He should be indicted. You don't get off the hook just because, you are a public official.
Only worry I have, and I'm going to get a lot of grief from this from the listeners, is this can be a distraction. I get we have to walk and chew gum at the same time, but I want you to win the midterms. I want you to get more Senate votes.
Know.
Tim Pawlenty in Minnesota. Tim Pawlenty. There are people that can flip the balance here. Am I wrong to worry about that? I want the right thing to be done, but I don't want you to lose because then it's a 2-year Trump presidency.
So you're right. If it looks like it's just purely politically motivated, but at the same time, you can't let an injustice go without it. So I think how you talk about it, it does matter. Here's the biggest problem, Scott, is that there's a media that every time one of these things happens, and by the way, can we throw in the social media, the Googles of the world, Google appears to now sort of be coming around, right, and YouTube coming around to realizing they've been squashing conservative speech. These people will go right back to what they've always done at the first moment, at the first opportunity. So you do have that dilemma. But I also think you can do it smart. You can do it in a smart way and take care of justice on the one hand, but at the same time, win people over and win these midterms are hard for us. Trump voters, as you've pointed out many times, there's a good many Trump voters who are only Trump voters. We need those people to come out, and Donald Trump is the key to that. He's got 1.4 trillion dollars or some crazy amount of money, $1.4 billion, 14, I don't know. It's a bunch of money that he has raised for his PAC that he'll be putting to good use here in the midterms. And that's one of the things he needs to be doing is encouraging his people to get out and vote Republican in the midterms.